I'm going to bring up Pastor Kunle Ajayi. To welcome our daddy in the Lord. And the next voice you shall hear shall be the voice of our patriarch. Can you lift your hands everywhere? Just bless him.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We are serving Him. We serve. Hallelujah. Serving Him, what a mighty God I serve. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Ancient of Days, the Almighty God, the bright and the morning star, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the Almighty, wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. My Father, my God, my request tonight is that in the lives of all these your children, you will do something new. You will do something they will never forget. You will give them a brand new beginning. And before the sun rises tomorrow, let everyone here have a testimony. Father, I'm asking specially that we will bless our governor. That we will bless Lagos State. And please, Lord, bless Nigeria. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. I want you to shake hands with one or two people. Tell them, brother, sister, I love you. But tonight, my miracle will be bigger than yours. And then you may please be seated. God bless you. I am extremely delighted to be here tonight. I thank God for those of you who are here. I can assure you that because my God answers prayers, you will never forget tonight. I'm extremely delighted that our governor is here with us. The God that you have come to honor, sir, we honor you in return. I'm here to talk to you very, very briefly. Actually, I've come to pray for you. But before I pray, I want to share with you for about 15 minutes. I've come to talk to you about the link between worship and destiny. Because the destiny of somebody is about to be released. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. John 4, 23 to 24. It says, the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then in verse 24, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Almighty God loves worship. When you count the number of the mass choir in heaven, I don't know what's happening in that corner. If those people want to come in, let them come. If there's nowhere to sit, they can sit on the floor. So don't lock out anybody because you never can tell the fellow that you are keeping. See, the devil knows something is about to happen. It's a failure anyway. God loves worship. If you count the number of the mass choir in heaven, it will shock you. He calls them thousands of thousands, that's millions. And then he said, plus 10,000 of 10,000. And yet, in spite of all that massive mass choir, the Almighty God says, I am still seeking for someone else. Just one more member of the choir. He's seeking for worshipers. And he's going to find one here tonight. Now, what has worship got to do with destiny? Because the one who controls destiny is seeking for worshipers. Whenever he finds a worshiper, he releases a destiny. So if you learn to worship him, your destiny will locate you. When he was talking about how he got David to become king, when he was looking for a shepherd boy to become king, he said to us, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, from verse 20 to 22, he said, I have found a man. Found a man means he was seeking. You have to be seeking to find. He said, I found a man who will do my will. What is his will? He just wants somebody who will worship him. What else does he need? When you know how to worship God, it doesn't matter where you are, your destiny will locate you. Not only that, as soon as your destiny locates you, the same worship will move you from where you are to where you need to be to become what God wants you to become. After God had rejected King Saul and has anointed David to be the next king, if you read the whole of 1 Samuel chapter 16, you will find the story there. The Bible says an evil spirit from the Lord began to trouble Saul. And someone said, "Sir, you have a problem. I think you need somebody who can worship. To worship God whenever the evil spirit is troubling you, and the evil spirit will leave you alone." And suddenly somebody said, "I know a man who can worship God." And the king said, "Bring him." So from where David was taking care of sheep and goats, they went and brought him to the palace, to the place where one day he will be ruling. I don't know who God has in mind tonight. You might be a house help, but God is training you for greatness. He will bring you to the right place. Destiny will locate you and then relocate you to where you should be to become what he wants you to become. Not only that, as you go along in the journey to fulfilling your destiny, automatically there will be enemies. If somebody tells you, "I have no enemies," then I can tell him, it means you are not going anywhere. Because the moment the enemy notices that you are on your way up, they will do everything. Like I've always told my children, those of us when we were living in Munshi in those days, we're living in Munshi. Most of us there, maybe you have two trousers, two shirts. And if you have a bicycle at all, it's either second hand or third hand. You don't need a bodyguard who's coming to steal your third hand bicycle. And all you need to do is take a look at Ikoyi, take a look at VI. And when you see some houses, you see the walls, and you see some notices saying, "Beware of dogs," telling you there's someone inside there who has gone to a certain position. Because the moment you begin to move upwards, there must be reaction of the enemy. But I have good news for you. If only you can learn to worship. Anyone who tries to mess around with your destiny will be surprised. Well, you can read that one in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 from verse 25 to the end. Acts 16, 25 to the end. God had already made up his mind that a man that they used to call Saul of Tarsus, who became converted and became Paul, God has made up his mind he will perform special miracles by the hand of this man. But long before he got to where God was taking him, some people grabbed him, threw him into prison. And they were going to kill him the following day. But at midnight, Paul and his assistant, they prayed and they worshiped God. And the one who had planned his destiny sent an earthquake. I decree to someone here today, every wall trying to block your way to destiny shall fall. So destiny will locate you if you know how to worship God. Then the same worship will relocate you to where you need to be to become what you need to become. And if you just know how to worship God, any effort to truncate your destiny will be destroyed. But there are some people whose destiny had already been messed up thoroughly by the enemy. Something told you when you were very young that you were going to be great. And now you have reached a certain stage and you are asking yourself, where is the greatness? Because some enemies had interfered. If only you can worship God, God will restore your destiny. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 2 to 20, Mark 5, 2 to 20, you know the story of a man who was so mad. I mean, so mad that everybody had written him off. He himself had written himself off. He was living in the tomb, just waiting. He knew if he died, nobody is going to bother to bury him. So he said, let me stay in the graveyard. Then one day, Jesus was passing by. And the only thing that man did was worship. Because the moment he opened his mouth to say a word, the demons in him took over. They won't even allow him to pray. Because he heard about it. The Bible said a legion of demons. Bible scholars, they have not really agreed on how many demons make a legion. But some of them say that means at least 6,000 demons. One demon is enough to make anybody mad. This man had 6,000. But it was already too late for the enemy because this man had worshipped. And like I keep telling people, if a madman can worship Jesus, what's your excuse? You are not mad. At least if you are mad, it's not 100%. Do you know at the end of the day, the man who woke up naked, living in the mortuary or in the whatever cemetery, was already an evangelist? Because that's what God made him to be. That was his destiny. But his destiny was so messed up, there was no hope for him until he worshipped. There are some of you here now, you don't even know how far you are from the goal God has for you. But as you worship him tonight, the journey to the top begins for you. I just tell you one story. That should be about enough, and then I will pray for you. After I've prayed for you, then you will worship God in spirit and in truth. The worship you are going to do on your own before the musician will come and help you further will be 100% your own. And I will tell you what to do. There was a young man they brought to the redemption camp way back, I think, in 1985. was a student at the College of Medicine, the University of Ibadan. When I saw him, by the time they brought him, he had not slept for 7 days. His eyes were crimson red. What was the problem? His father fought with another man in their village. And the other man said, pronounced a curse on the father. I said, by the time I finish with you, there will be no trace that you had ever been in this world. Oh, the father thought he was an angry man just speaking as if he's drunk. So he ignored it. Well, less than 2 weeks later, his father died. And then all the children came home to bury their father. Among those who came home to bury the father was the firstborn, who had just returned from Germany and had just bought a car. So he came home driving his new car. After the burial of the father, they were on their way home. And the fellow with the brand new car had an accident and died. They brought the news to the mother. The mother had the news, collapsed, and died. The other children came back to bury their brother and their mother. On their way back, the one next to the fellow who bought the new car had an accident and died. Anyway, the story continued until it remained the last born. This one was the student. And he came home to see if he could get some money from the father's farm for his education. And that man who placed the curse on the father saw him and said, ah, there still remains one. Ah. And he said, okay, before I kill this one, I will torture him a bit. So the boy got back to the campus, gathered all his books together and all his clothes, and set it on fire. Of course, you know what they would do in that situation. They just picked him and took him to Aru. They pumped him full of drugs. He was a little sober. So he came back to the university and where he needed money now to buy new books and clothes. So he had to go home. And that man saw him and said, ah, this one is still looking sober. And added a little more fuel to the fire. So the boy came back again and began to behave even worse than before. They took him back to our... Anyway, to cut the long story short, after a while, somebody said, wait a minute, the case of this boy is not ordinary. Let's take him to Jesus. That's when they brought him to the camp. We prayed a little prayer. My God stepped in. He became normal. We told him, don't bother to go home for now. God will pay your school fees. And remember the day he finished, the day he became a doctor. He came to see me at the headquarters and said, but for God, by now I will probably be eating, walking naked in the street, eating anything that I can find on the dunghill. Now I'm a doctor. I said, congratulations, sir. But I don't think being a doctor is actually the final goal for you. Well, to cut a long story short, today is an evangelist. There is a God who can do all things. There's a God who can reverse the irreversible. And all he wants from you is worship. However, he said something in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Proverbs 15, verse 8. He said, yeah, I love worship,
but I don't want it from a wicked man. He said the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. You say you want to praise me? If you are not one of my own, I don't want to hear. You are living in sin, and you want to come to Onika Stadium to sing and dance and shout hallelujah. And then when you leave here, you go back, begin to fornicate, begin to steal, begin to defraud. Keep your worship to your father, the devil. That's why tonight, before you worship, before destiny will locate you, before you worship, so that destiny can relocate you to where you should be, so that you can become what you should become. Before you worship, so that nobody will be able to truncate your destiny. Before you worship, so that the Almighty God will say, anything that has been messed up vis-a-vis your destiny will be put right. You better make sure you have given your life to Jesus Christ. I can't see enough room here to make an altar call. But maybe I will say, if you really, really want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, before we proceed further, I think you better stand on your feet now. Because Dunsi made a statement. Don't miss your moment. A day like this comes only once in a lifetime. Next time they are holding a meeting like this, I may not be around. Why? Who knows? I'm already going to be 82. If somebody dies at 82, you can't call him a biku. Don't worry, I'm not dying yet. I'm just telling you the truth. Oh, I might be somewhere else in the world. Because I have some places I've never visited. And I need to. But I'm here today. We know today. Only God knows tomorrow. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, if you really mean business, stand on your feet now and lift your hand to the Almighty God all over the place and say, Lord, no more joking. I'm surrendering my life to you now. 100%. 100% all over the place. You just stand. Say, I'm not joking. I mean business now. I want to surrender my life to you, Almighty God, 100%. Yes, please. Keep standing for a few minutes. I think maybe the counselors might be able to reach you and slip a card in your hand. Even as we pray, So just remain standing. And then talk to the Almighty God. I said, Lord, save my soul, save my soul. I surrender my life to you. I'm no longer pretending. Just have mercy on me and save my soul. And if you had known Jesus before, but you backslid, and you know you are back to what you say you will never do again, stand up too. You need restoration. So if you know you're a backslider, stand up too, so that I can include you in my prayers. And do that very, very quickly. And begin to cry to the Lord. Save my soul. Restore me, Lord. I want to be a member of your family. And I want to be in a very permanent manner. Now, the rest of us who are already sure of our salvation, will you please cry to God for all those who are standing and say, Father, please have mercy on them. Save their souls. Give them genuine salvation. Receive them into the family of God. Lord God Almighty, let them become yours. in a definite, permanent way. Pray for them. Pray for them for just another minute or two. And if you want to stand and you haven't done so yet, do so very quickly. It is important because that is going to determine whether your worship will ever be acceptable to God or not. Just one more minute of prayer, and then I will pray for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Ancient of Days, I thank you for your word. The controller of destinies, I bless your name. And I'm thanking you especially for those who are surrendering their lives to you now, and those who had already backslid and they said they want to come back to you. Please, Lord, receive them all. Have mercy on them. Let your blood wash away their sins. Please, Lord, give them a brand new beginning. And every prayer they will pray here tonight, my Father and my God, receive in Jesus' name. And from now on, let it be well with them. And I pray we will all serve you to the very end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, thank God for technology. They say you don't even need to wait for the counselors to come. There is something there that will just scan. It's there on the screen. You scan that something, and it will tell you what to do next. And very soon we'll be hearing from you. And I want to promise you, God helping me from now on, I'll be praying for you. Congratulations. So scan the QR code and follow the instructions. Now, I'm going to pray for you. And after I've prayed for you, then you are going to worship God. And I hope they will allow you to do your own personal worship at least for 10 minutes. Before the musicians will come. Thank God for the mighty musicians that have been assembled here tonight. But do you know what? Nobody can worship your God like yourself. This thing is a matter of individuals. When it comes to destiny, my destiny is different from yours. Your destiny is different from that of the musician. So when it is time to worship, you're going to do it on your own for at least 10 minutes, okay? Now, let's stand. I want to pray for you. If you don't mind, lift your hands to the Almighty God. My Father and my God, I worship you. Ancient of Days, I adore you. I'm very, very grateful to you for gathering your children here tonight and for making it possible for me to be here. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Daddy, I'm standing before you today as your representative to these your children. I'm standing before you today as their representative to you. I am praying, Lord God Almighty, that as I decree, you will establish it. Amen. So I decree in the name that's above every other name, in the mighty name of Jesus, your destiny will locate you tonight. If you are not where you are supposed to be, in the mighty name of Jesus, destiny will relocate you tonight. If your destiny is being truncated by any force, before the sun rises, those forces will be scattered. If your destiny seems to be 100% lost, in the name that's above every other name, before you get out of here, your destiny will be fully restored. Whether the enemy likes it or not, you will become what God wants you to become. You will reach the top. You will not die halfway. Whether the enemies are within or without, if they are within, God will humiliate them. If they are without, God will scatter them. The Almighty God will fight your battles for you. And so in the name that's above every other name, I release you to your destiny. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Now, the Bible says that we are to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Well, that's one way of doing it. But the way we used to do it when I was younger is the way you are going to do it tonight. Everyone will have his own song of worship. You will be singing your own to him. I will be singing my own to him. When all these songs of worship are combined, it will become a joyful noise. So think of your own song and begin to sing it to the Almighty God. Go ahead and sing it to him. Let him hear you. Sing your own song. Thank you.